You guys want to see something cool?
And flick.
Now you got my attention. Hulu.
And this is for Hillary, who's here all the way from Tralee in County Kerry, all the way from the Kingdom. And Anouk, who's here from London. And Adam, who's here from Wicklow. And people here from all over the world, from fucking Motherwell and Hamilton and everywhere.
All right, check, check. Go 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Playing some tunes, checking the mic right now. Oh, I got to turn that up a little bit. There we go. That should be better right there. Checking, checking. Awesome. Awesome sauce. Thank you. And go from there.
Feathers we carried in the rusty iron chains, we cried for our wains, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on England and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. But Doherty screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert's dive. The sun burnt cruel as we dished out the gruel, Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay, and many will reach their receiver. Curse them to hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the barn. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades before twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43, we buried our comrades each morn. In our own slime, lost in the time, endless night without dawn. A hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery.
There's a point at the end of a project when you realize, but what in the world do I want in here? Or here?
By the Reavers.
And it looks like we are on. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show, folks. This is beautiful May day. Here we are, the heat of summer hinting itself in this late spring time right now. What a beautiful, gorgeous day. Hope folks are doing well. This is your host, Kieran Riley, broadcasting live from Housatonic, Mass. For yet another edition of the Monday afternoon show. Lots of music coming your way, quite a variety as usual. We're going to have a discussion coming up probably around 4:30. We're going to talk about some controversial themes, or at least some difficult themes, which have to do with the genocide happening right now in Palestine. And this is quite a big topic, and it's just significant to the world right now, so that's why we tend to cover it every Monday, to some extent. So stay tuned for that. 4:30, we'll be talking about Jewish supremacy, Israeli fascism, of course, and Zionism, and the conflict, the so-called conflict, a.k.a. genocide, happening right now. I think we should start the show off with a song from a country that's very little known to me. I only vaguely ever knew of the country of Dominica. Who knows of the country of Dominica? I believe it's the Commonwealth of Dominica. It is a very small island in the Caribbean and looks like a great place to go. But there's a artist by the name of Abiya Yisrael, under the heading of Hebrew Israelite Music. But here she is, an aspiring artist from the country of Dominica, Abiya, with If We Could Love. We need a little more love in the world, a lot more. And I thought this theme was good to start off the Monday afternoon show. Thanks for listening. We're here till 6 p.m. We'll be opening up the phone line for people to participate in this community radio station. That's what it's all about. Have your voices heard. We welcome your calls. So stay tuned for that.
We could love just love. we could love just like Yeshua did. Life on that tree he gave. If we could love just like Messiah did. Freedom to redemption we chant. We could love just like Yeshua did. His life on that tree. If we could love.
Religion, Old Regime. A little bit rowdy following that Abia song from Dominica. But yeah, speaking of the Old Regime, it's like the Old Regime went to Morehouse College to give a commencement speech and receive an honorary degree from the historically black college and had students turn their backs on Mr. President. And another student in his speech gave an impassioned plea for an immediate ceasefire. So, yeah, United States, the Old Regime. Great song by Bad Religion here on the Monday Afternoon Show. We're going to keep going all over the map here. Let's hear from Arasta. They know a thing or two about Zion and the Israelites, Exodus. Here's off the album Uprising, Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is Zion Train. People, you better get on board. Let's go. Get on board. Let's go.
Thank you. And this is for Hillary, who is here all the way from Tralee in County Kerry, all the way from the Kingdom. And Anouk, who's here from London, and Adam, who's here from Wicklow. And people here from all over the world, from fucking Motherwell and Hamilton and everywhere.
We sailed up to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all the round, and the marks of our feathers we carried. In our rusty iron chains, we could write for our wains, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on England and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. But the heart he screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert's dive. The sun burnt cruel as we dished out the gruel. Can O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today bound for Botany Bay, and many will reach their receiver. Cursed them to hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the burn. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43, we buried our comrades each morn. In our own slime, lost in the time, endless night without dawn. Hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery. But the climate is raw and the gun makes the law, either wind or rain, care for bravery. 20 years have gone by and I've ended my bond. My comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same, and the cold winds of night you will find me. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry.
Okay, we're nearly there now, I'll tell you. The egg is nearly boiled.
You may travel far, far from your own native home. Far away.
I've a better idea. We'll sing that later. It's too early for that. I got a flashback. I'm after getting an old flashback. Do you remember the Flack Hill in Glasgow Green?
In all the acts in Ben Cage, heads and job of the Inglach, Maydach, Kind und Cage, wo sind Pumpe Bockes?
Inglach, Maydach, Kind und Cage, wo sind Pumpe Bockes? Genug schon wieder Horven, genug schon Borgen Laien. Macht das Abastocke, noch mehr Brüder sich parteien.
Macht das Abastocke, noch mehr Brüder sich parteien. Brüder und Schwester, noch mit dem Kerben die Hände. Noch in Nikolai, Kalim, verbrechen die Wände.
Wir gehen zusammen. Lo mir Nikolai kennen, wir graben mit der Mare.
Hey, hey, da neue Polizei, da neue Sache schauen. Brasse!
Nächten hat er geführt, hat er gelemischt. Meint du sehr gewogen, nach Kapital.
That was a Yiddish anarchist song from way back in the day. Yep, a little eclectic there for you. Yep, the Yiddish anarchist singing. They were basically singing to defund the police at the time, actually. Translation of that song, in Allegassen, hey, hey, daloi, Polizei, down with the police. And at the turn of the century, let me tell you, the police were breaking up strikes, unions, anarchist meetings, and just killing people left and right. It's pretty serious. And down with autocracy in Russia was another line in that song. So historical Yiddish anarchist music right here. It's so important to remember our history and the history of struggle in this nation and the voices that throughout history have spoken truth to power, have resisted power, have resisted the elite, and so many Jewish voices, Jewish people throughout history have contributed to that rich tradition of revolutionary reality in America and around the world. So we should look into that more. Especially as we go on to talk about the genocide of Palestinians. And we should play this song, The Rivers of Babylon, sung by the South African group, the Soweto Gospel Choir. A classic, classic song, The Rivers of Babylon. Enjoy.
Babylon, when he sat down, there we were. When we remember Zion, by the rivers of Babylon, when we sat down, and there we were. When we remember Zion, cause the wicked carried us away in captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing an alpha song in our strange land?
Cause the wicked
carried us away in captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing an alpha song in a strange
land? Of Babylon, when we sat down, yeah, yeah, we were.
When we remember Zion,
Save us all from Babylon.
Sing us home,
we sit down. And there we were when we remember Zion.
That was Joe Cocker from 1972. Somewhat obscure Joe Cocker song right there on the Monday afternoon show on his birthday. happy birthday, Joe. Joe Cocker, born on this day in 19-something, and I don't even have it. So happy birthday to Joe Cocker. He actually opened at the 1969 Woodstock Music Festival, and I had the honor and pleasure of going to Woodstock 1994. Woodstock 94 was quite the event. And who opened for Woodstock 94? Joe Cocker. So born on this day in 1944. So happy birthday, Joe Cocker. We are going to the phone lines right about now. We're going to see if I can get my phone tech in working mode here. We're going to go to the lines right now. Caller, can you hear me? All right, hold on 1 second. Let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, we're going to go to... There we go, it's that one. Caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay, so not working. So we're going to go to speakerphone caller now. We got Wayne on the phone. Wayne, how's it going? Thanks for calling in the Monday afternoon show.
Excellent. Thank you. Hi, Kieran, and thank you for the chance to talk about news and information, and education's always central on my mind. Like, what do people know, and how can I aid in that information delivery?
Well, thank you so much. You are, you know, have been very concerned with this situation over in Palestine, and on so many levels. And you actually sent me some information having to do with the atrocities and the genocide, ongoing genocide, funded by the United States, enacted by the State of Israel, right now as we speak, one of the most disgusting just examples of human behavior in the modern age. It's just, I can't believe we're living this right now, but here we are. And yeah, I'm going to go to this.
Well, that's why I think it's essential that people have an understanding of the scale of the, what you call it, atrocities that are occurring. So according to the Euromed Rights Monitor, which is a Swiss company manned by young people mainly, they've gathered together these statistics to give we Americans and the rest of the world a sense of the scale of the carnage that is being perpetrated with our dollars and our weapons against the good, beautiful brown brothers and sisters in Palestine. So according to them, and I think these numbers include the people who have been disappeared under rubble, 43,640 killed. Of those, 15,971 children and 10,382 women. The reason these numbers are exact is because they have all the names. Israel, kind of like Auschwitz, everyone in Gaza. And Gaza, as most people recall, is an open-air prison. It was put under siege back in 2005. When Hamas was democratically elected. So these people have been trapped without an ability to exit or come and entirely dependent on the Israeli government for food, electricity, water, etc. And so among the first acts the Israelis took, and they had been regularly bombing the Palestinians. I don't know the exact number, but about 6,000 Palestinians were killed by discriminate bombing, because the Israelis have, and the U.S. have, drones that can see through buildings. They literally know how many people are going to die. So these are targeted assassinations against civilians. 81,560 injured. And many of these are serious injuries, amputations, I mean, injuries that are going to last them for their entire lives. So when you put together the 43,000 and the 81,000, you very quickly get up, you know, closing on 130,000 maimed and killed Palestinian, and 70% of those are women and children. Since I'm interested in education and our school tax vote is coming up tomorrow here in Chatham, I've been conscious to go down to the school board and say I want them to divest my school tax dollars from genocide and occupation profiteers. 459 destroyed schools. Every school, every university in Gaza has been targeted and either bombed or they went in and put demolition charges and leveled them to the ground. Naomi Klein called this scholasticide. So the perversity that my school taxes through the teacher's retirement system might be funding, and they are, Boeing, General Dynamics, Raytheon, Kellogg Brown and Root, Halliburton, Israeli Discount Bank, many, many occupation and genocide profiteers, you know, literally funding this mayhem, I find deeply disturbing. And I can't find it printed in any newspapers. The American Friends Service Committee addresses it and has a list of companies to divest from. And I personally have gone to all of my investments, what they are, and made certain that none of these companies appears in them. But there is no way to access the teacher's retirement system. It is, you know, it's like a giant protected Wall Street bank, $137 billion bank.
So how'd that go on with – how'd that go trying to address that?
What's that?
How'd that go trying to address that to the school board?
Well, if you go to my YouTube site, Wayne Coe, and you type in divest Nystrus, you can see. I just – like on this radio show, I get all my facts together. I often memorize them. I go in and I have a candid but very direct discussion of how my school tax dollars have killed, you know, a child every 10 minutes. And I, you know, you have to ask these people, do they have any morality at all? But this gets into all sorts of, like, what Max Blumenthal calls cutouts, Wall Street cutouts, Zionist cutouts, which is simply anyone whose financial position and whose job and whose status relies on them being silent about what the, and this is a question, what do you call it, the genocidal regime in Israel is up to. I'm going to divert from that a little to the issue of what is genocide. My brother, who I consider somewhat, I mean, he's kind of like an imperial racist, like so many people. He's an oilman. But he did, bless him, ask me, like, what is genocide? Because, like, most people, they don't even have a clue. They just know that the government says genocide isn't being committed, and every human rights group and every college student and every young person in the world go, it is. So the question is, you know, what is it? So I'm going to read you, it's very short, the Genocide Convention, the part that has to do with what is it? The convention codifies genocide as any of the acts committed with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group as such. Accordingly, the crime of genocide comprises two interconnected elements. The commission of any one or more of these specific acts, so one or more of these, against the protected group, the Palestinians, namely, killing members of the group. Well, we can check that. Causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group. So the U.S., through their racist proxy Israel, has been bombing 1 million children for 6 months. I think that the bodily harm, mental harm, we can check that on. Deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. So they've shut off the water. They're starving them. They were under starvation rations for 17 years. People don't understand this. They go, October 7th, you know, they're going crazy. It's like, no. But they've killed the Israelis. I have to say always the U.S.-backed Israelis, because they couldn't do this if we weren't blocking a ceasefire, and if we weren't arming them to the teeth. So U.S.-backed Israelis had the Gazan people, 2.2 million of them in Gaza, under siege conditions on starvation rations for 17 years, and killed around 6,000 of them in regular, like, every five-year bombings before October 7th. So those were the conditions on the ground when Hamas decided to try to take prisoners for the purpose of trading, which they had done before successfully. Okay, back to the Genocide Convention. Almost done. Imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. Well, starving them, bombing them, having drones flying over them 24 hours a day is loud. It's like having multiple lawnmowers going all around your house all day long, destroying all your housing so you have to sleep outside in tents. I think these could affect your libido. Okay, number five, forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. Well, they haven't gotten to this yet that I know of. They seem to prefer to just kill them. Then there's a B section. So any one of those things, one or more of them, of the first five, and then there's a B section called the mens rea. The intent behind the commission of one or more of the above-mentioned acts that must be established, which include two intertwined elements. One, a general intention to carry out the criminal acts. And two, a specific intention to destroy the target group as such. And I'll finish up by saying, okay, that's a description of what genocide is. There aren't that many elements to it. But it does hinge on being able essentially to establish the motive. Except in this case, the Israelis and the U.S. government have been unqualified in their dehumanization and declarations of the intent to destroy all the Palestinians. They generally codify by saying Hamas, the evil Hamas, the rapist Hamas, all these defamations. But they literally call them tiny snakes. They call their children baby terrorists. They talk about Amalek, which is a biblical story of the Israelites coming in and killing every man, woman, and child. And in practice, they've been assassinating whole families of journalists, of doctors, of artists, this poet, they blew up his family, of anyone connected to the government, Hamas, as well as all the other people who are in the housing that they are clearly intent upon flattening.
Well, there you have the situation that was well described. And one thing I would like to add is that it's not Israel. It's the Israeli government, Israeli military. It's not the United States. It's the United States government and the Pentagon. Because so many people are against this genocide. And I'm about to play a clip of protests in Israel, all over Israel, believe it or not, even though they're kind of banned and cracking down hard. Like, this is a small elite of really powerful people intent upon this Middle East project and the United States project of full spectrum dominance through nuclear power. Let's not forget about the nuclear weapons aspect of this all for dominance in the Middle East. And here we are with a national state of paralysis. We're funding through our tax dollars this genocide. We have investments through our weapons contractors, things like the teacher retirement fund and countless other examples I'm sure you could come up with on how it's all interconnected in banking and whatnot. And yet it seems like no one can do anything about it. The International Criminal Court is putting out arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu, Gallant, and Hamas leaders as well. You know, there's people joining in this lawsuit, but it all just seems symbolic when the Security Council of the United Nations, led by the United States, seems to have the final say and veto over everything that happens in the entire world. If the United States doesn't like it, it's not going to happen. So it just this.
Well, I would only change the wording and say if the United States likes the genocide, then it will continue to happen.
It will continue to happen, and therefore over $1 billion in military aid, 2,000-pound bombs, military just aid that's going to literally kill the last refuge of civilian population, which is in Rafah. I don't see any other, I don't understand what the end game is here at all, except for complete and utter annihilation, destruction, and in and making Gaza inhabitable until.
But you don't see the end game. Can you? I'm sure you do. What is the end game?
Well, the fascists in Israel right now had this big, giant march over the weekend, I think it was. Ben Gavir, and he's the national security. He's in the government of Netanyahu. It's Ben Gavir. He's the national security guy, the national whatever, you know, big shot. And he's a total fascist. He's a Zionist fascist, and he believes that Gaza should be occupied by Jewish Israelis. And he had a lot of followers, and they had this giant march. And you have people in the Knesset, in the government, in Israel, calling for the complete annihilation of Gaza in order for it to be occupied by Israeli Jews. So, in a sense, I think that's their end game. But I don't know. Is it? Or is it just total, like, chaos?
What is the U.S. history that you and I are very familiar with? Because I'm married to a Native American. What is the U.S. history that has been erased from all public education and most academia and all public media like movies and TV? So what is the genocidal triumph of the United States that you know, the elite loved? Because they took it all. They annihilated the indigenous people. They covered it all up. They erased their culture by taking their children from them, which I think is one reason it's in the Genocide Convention. They stole all their children. They beat their language, their customs, their memory, their family affiliations out of them for years in Indian schools. So unfortunately, unless you're from the United States of Amnesia, which it's easy to be because they don't talk about this in public schools. But if you want to know what the end result is, it is the happy, triumphant, genocidal state that is the United States, with all the wealth, all the assets of the country taken from the indigenous people and transferred to the white supremacist elite.
And it's not over yet, as we could see at Standing Rock, as we see with this resurgent in Native American culture and people rising from the depths of the reservation system around the United States, having their voices heard, saying, you know what, we haven't gone away yet, we're not dead yet. The United States is going to need to come to grips and face to face with its history of genocide and slavery, for that matter. So, future's before us. We'll see where this goes. But this is a very important issue. Wayne, I really appreciate you calling in and raising this issue once again. And we're going to keep tabs on it and see where it goes.
You know, for the longest time, I couldn't tell you what genocide was either. So I think it's really important. It's so simple. It's like a half page that people read the genocide code, look at what Israel is doing, and then draw their own conclusions, not trust. Not trust anyone else.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So thanks again. So I'm going to go to some Jewish anarchist music again, going back to the long tradition of Jewish resistance and anarchism. We have from San Diego, of all places, a great self-described Jewish anarcho klezmer punk collective by the name of De Nigunum. Here is Fascist Degradation. We'll be right back.
die schändliche Kälte, die lang werden Grenzen der Reich, den erschaffen, bei dem, was bereut, eier bräut. Die lang werden Grenzen der Reich, den erschaffen, bei dem, was bereut, eier bräut. Die lang werden hier stehen, eier roten Gebäuden, der niedrig, heimlos verschwand.
There you go, another Jewish anarchist song, revolutionary anthem, right there on the Monday afternoon show. Here we are for another hour. Thank you for joining us. This is Kieran here, your host, till 6. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day. Thinking we should start off with some more reggae music. Just, that's what I'm feeling today. So I hope everybody is doing well in Columbia and Greene counties. We're broadcasting just over the hill here in South Berkshire County. Housatonic. Broadcasting live for the Monday afternoon show. Here's Alpha Steppa and Awa Fall. The Waters of Babylon. Enjoy.
Down by the waters of Babylon, we lay down and weep. Down by the waters of Babylon, we break and we keep. Springs turn gray and down by the waters of Babylon, we lay down and weep. Down by the waters of Babylon, we break and we sweep the pain away like cobwebs to dust. The rain shall rust. My eyes.
lady that I'm fitting. I surrender. And the way it's lifted, I feel gifted.
I'm as I take your hand and lead you to the dance floor. As the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen, and all is said goodbye.
big happy birthday to Cher.
Amore mio.
We'll mellow it out with the mellow version.
Dove l'amore? Dove l'amore? How can I tell you of my love? Here is my story. I'll sing a love song, sing it for you alone. Though you're a thousand miles away, the feeling so strong.
Come to me, baby.
That was Cher on her birthday. That's right. Cher was born Sherilyn Sarkisian LaPierre, born in 1946 on this day. That track called Dove l'Amor. Good stuff right there. She was great in some movies, too. Definite feature of my childhood is seeing Cher in the movies and hearing her. So we heard a lot of other stuff there. We heard Shadia Mansour from Palestine with Assalamu Alaikum. We heard a cover of George Michael's Careless Whisper by a pretty fantastic singer by the name of Jeremy Isaac. covering Careless Whisper. That's right. Mixing it up here. That's how we do. And a couple other tidbits there. We heard, of course, Alpha Steppa and Awa Fall with Waters of Babylon kicking off the second hour of the Monday afternoon show. And we just heard that an Andalusian Arabic Spanish song by the name of Lama Bada Yatahana by Juan Martin. Juan Martin mixing it up Arabic Spanish Andalusian style. And I believe it was in the first hour I did mention we heard Christy Moore with Back Home in Derry. Live version. I think that was at The Point. What's The Point? So that's pretty much the wrap-up of what we've been hearing. Oh, the a cappella round of By the Waters of Babylon. We lay down and wept for thee, Zion. We remember thee. That was by Fox Vix posted that one. Acapella Round. That was a song from my childhood. If any of you kids out there remember singing that song at camp. Well, we're going to go on to some more music here coming up on the 6 o'clock hour in a bit here on this fantastic May 20th day. It's also the birthday of Israel, a.k.a. Iz. Israel Kamakawiwole. One of the most epic ukulele players. And I got to get you the information on the ukulele radio show. We got a show, a ukulele radio show broadcasting from Catskill, New York. And I have to go back to my notes to give you the info on that. But that's community radio for you. We got shows, all kinds of shows for your listening ear. So here is... I tried to pick out some other ones because I played this one bunch before. It was at my sister's wedding. They played this. It's such a classic. But here's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Israel Iz Kamakawiwole, born on this day in 1959. Hawaiian protest singer. Brudda Iz. Enjoy. Oh boy. We gotta tell Cher that it's not her turn anymore. So here he is. Brudda Iz on his birthday. Happy birthday, Brudda Iz. Blue birds fly.
miles are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find.
Happy birthday, Brada is Israel. Kama Kawiwole. Born in 1959. I should send that song out to Ray McCreesh. Ray McCreesh died on this day in 1981 on hunger strike in the Mays Prison in Northern Ireland. He was an Irish political prisoner and died along with many others, refusing to eat and dying of starvation in protest of the colonization of Northern Ireland by England and of the struggle for the equal rights and civil rights of Catholics in Northern Ireland. Rest in peace, Ray McCreesh. You're listening to the Monday Afternoon Show. We have this. Who remembers this?
Attack of the 50-foot woman. Incredibly huge, with incredible desires for love and vengeance.
Attack of the 50-foot woman. Never saw that movie, but boy, there's some doozies out there, isn't it? It is a beautiful May day. Hope folks are enjoying the warm weather, not getting too sunburned or anything. We have some births and deaths. Christopher Columbus died on this day in 1506. He did not die of genocide. Honoré de Balzac was born de Balzac. How do you say that? I don't know why we always laughed at that guy's name in seventh grade. But Honoré de Balzac was born on this day in 1799. Happy birthday, Honoré. Ezequiel Hernandez was shot dead on this day in 1997. He was a U.S. citizen and a shepherd, tending to his sheep on the border. And it was U.S. Marines that were guarding the border that shot him dead. Rest in peace, Ezequiel Hernandez. Toussaint Louverture was born this day in 1743. Toussaint Louverture was the leader of an enslaved people's revolt in Haiti that ultimately led to the emancipation and freedom of the Haitian people. Enslaved people of African descent being the first revolutionary nation, first nation to become free. Through a slave revolt. Israel Kamakwole, born 1959. What a great song that was. And holidays and festivals. It's Pick Strawberries Day, but it's a little early for that, so I don't know where they're picking strawberries, but somewhere a little bit south of here, because our strawberries are not quite ready yet. However, my neighbor Deb, her strawberries are blooming, the flowers have come out, they're popping, things are popping, things are green. Had a little rain recently, and it is full-fledged flower mania out there, taking walks in the woods looking for morels. Ooh, found a few morels. That's exciting. It just smells so good, the honeysuckle, the apple blossoms. We are so lucky to have nature all around us, especially here in Columbia and Greene counties. And over here in Berkshire, come visit us in South Berkshire County. Come over to the dispensary in Great Barrington, why don't you? Just, if you want, I'm not telling you to. Just pay a visit to GB. It's a great little place to be. It is a national holiday in Cameroon. Happy holiday, Cameroonians. It's the beating of the bounds in Old England. Celebration of parish boundaries. That's right. They would go around and beat the bushes around the perimeter. It's always good to walk the perimeter of boundaries. And it's also interesting to think about what boundaries are, private property lines, delineations. This modern Western concept of private property boundaries and no trespassing. Quite a concept. It's the love feast under the gospel elm. This is an ancient Wiccan, or this takes place in Wiccan, England. It's not an ancient Wiccan feast, I don't think, but it's a love feast, and anything that's a love feast, I think I could get behind it. And it's the festival of the chirping crickets in Florence, Italy. That's what's going on today. So back to some more music. Let's go to Ireland once again. Anti-genocide music. Here's a song by the Pogues about Oliver Cromwell and their genocidal campaign in the 1600s. That's the Pogues. Young Ned of the Hill right there. And coming up on the 6 o'clock hour, so a couple more announcements on this day in history. Anniversaries. What happened in 1997? 50 activists prematurely harvest GMO test crops, ruining the test corn in Germany. 1980, tens of thousands protest the military dictatorship in Gwangju, Korea. And in 2002, in East Timor gains independence after nearly 30 years of resistance to Indonesian occupation and repression. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh makes his first transatlantic solo flight at the age of 25. It took 33 hours and 39 minutes. And 5 years later, Amelia Earhart flies solo across the Atlantic. Go, Amelia. And a different kind of adventure. 1961, the Freedom Riders arrive in Montgomery, Alabama. Their attempt to integrate busing, the Greyhound buses in the South, where local police stand and allow angry white mobs to attack them. And several people were severely injured. We're talking cracked skulls, major hospitalizations. That was civil rights movement. Just about out of time. I'm going to play a clean version, an edited version of Macklemore. The rapper Macklemore released this about the student protesters. This is called Hines Hall.
Yeah, the people they won't leave. What is threatening about divesting and want a peace? The problem isn't the protests, it's what they're protesting. It goes against what our country is funding. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. When I was 7, I learned a lesson from Cuban Eazy-E. What was it again? Oh yeah, f*** the police. Actors and badges protecting property in a system that was designed by white supremacy. But the people are in the streets. You could pay off Meta, you can't pay off me. Politicians who serve by any means. APAC, Koofy, and all the companies. You see, we sell fear around the land of the free. But this generation here is about to cut the strings. You could ban TikTok, take us out the algorithm. But it's too late. We've seen the truth. We bear witness. Seen the rubble, the buildings, the mothers and the children, and all the men that you murdered. And then we see how you spin it. Who gets the right to defend and who gets the right of resistance? It's always been about dollars and the color of your pigment. But white supremacy is finally on blast, screaming free Palestine to their home at last. We see the lies and claiming it's anti-Semitic to be anti-Zionist. I've seen Jewish brothers and sisters out there and writhing in solidarity and screaming free Palestine with them organizing and learning and finally cutting ties with a state that's gotta rely on apartheid system to uphold and occupy and violent history been repeating for the last 75. The neck but never ended, the colonizer lied. It's students in tents posted on the lawn, occupying the quad is really against the law, and a reason to call, and the police and their squad were to genocide land, and your definition, huh? Destroying every college in Gaza and every mosque, pushing everyone in the rough and dropping bombs. The blood is on your hands, Biden, we can see it all, and no, I'm not voting for you in the fall, undecided. You can't twist the truth, the people out here united, never be defeated when freedom's on the horizon, yet the music industry's quiet, complicit in their platform of silence. What happened to the artist? What you gotta say? If I was on a label, you could drop me today. I'll be fine with it, cause the heart fed my page. I want a ceasefire, f*** a response from Drake. What you willing to risk? What you willing to give? What if you were in Gaza? What if those were your kids? If the West was pretending that you didn't exist, you want the world to stand up, and the students finally did. Let's get it.
Michelle, Mama Root Gang, Root Gang, and a tribal. Indigenous queens, we broke some concrete. Indigenous queens, we killing every beat. Indigenous queens, you know we down the ride. Couldn't take a stop, even using genocide. It's kinda funny how y'all try to throw shade. Don't you know I miss shells, I outshine the shade. Follow my heart, I'm the street with the beat. Indigenous queen, I'm a native MC. Baby warriors, watch to follow after me. We a hip-hop, a hip-hop family. And we so cultural that we mix it with the streets. And hip-hop arrives, and this is all I see. New blessed if we're living far from the hood. Mama smiling down said I knew my daughter would. Gotta rise up, the hate just doing good. Kept my faith up, now I know where we stood. Standing right here in self-solidarity. Been here before, so one's out here comparing me. But I'm down the ride like I'm fighting territorially. And this is all mine, like an eagle to be soaring free. Vibing so well, yo, we work through the night. Protective over everything, we down, ready to fight. Got it going on, you know you see the sign. Indigenous queens, we stand to own our life. Indigenous queens, we broke some concrete. Indigenous queens, we killing every beat. Indigenous queens, you know we down to ride. Couldn't take a step, even using genocide. Hey. Indigenous queens, we broke some concrete. Indigenous queens, we killing every beat. Indigenous queens, you know we down to ride. Couldn't take a step, even using genocide. What?
This MRG on the beat, boy, yeah. I might confuse you when you see me in the street. No, yeah. Never ever seen a native like me, cause I be brown skin, curly hair with a beat. I'm coming full skill with the mystery. Indigenous, I see this bill looming heavily. These money hungry villains kill insidiously and venomously. Rude gang, we stand in solidarity, preparedly. What? I hope you get the memo. Cause when you turn on the TV, it won't be on the channel. They never show your real shit, they never show Aleppo. But children's movies always loaded up with innuendo. I swear though, I'll never understand this shit. Look at the way society prioritizes. Say shit, it's wrong, and I'ma work my whole life, I bet. Just pushing boundaries to get to where I'm going, I guess. Yo.
We're out of time. Gonna catch you next week for another edition of the Monday Afternoon Show. Thanks so much for listening. That was Indigenous Queens by MZ Shells, Native American hip hop, right there coming your way. And want to say, everybody, take care. We're going out with Enough is Enough, Chumbawamba.
In my
my show. Flow, flow to make the fascist man know that unity is here and unity will grow.
Open your eyes, talk to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, talk to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Enough is enough. Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough.